We turn our attention now to Divrei Hayomim Beis, Kapitel Lamed Gimel, Chapter 33. This is Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Weinreb, and I have the privilege of delivering these brief lectures on the last four chapters of Divrei Hayomim Beis, which are the last four chapters of Nevi'im Ukesuvim, and until we, of course, begin again with Sefer Yehoshua. A great achievement indeed, especially for all of those of you who have been with us from Yehoshua Aleph more than 2 years ago and continue to study Navi on a daily basis. Today, in Chapter 33, Kapitel Lamed Gimel, we turn our attention to a very interesting man indeed. And he is the King Menashe, the wicked king, the son of Chizkiah. And Chizkiah, or Chizkiyahu, his father, indeed was troubled by the fact that his son, his successor, would be such a Rosha. But let's take a look at what we will learn today about Menashe and about the interesting question of whether or not he died as a Rosha. He died unrepentant. The Pasuk begins, and these are the first nine psukim of Perek Lamed Gimel, that Menashe was young when he began to reign, but he reigned for a long time, 55 years. But he did terrible things. Ra be'enei Hashem. Imitating the nations and cultures around him, he built bamos, he built altars. Indeed, he rebuilt the very altars which his father Yechizkiyahu had smashed and gotten rid of. And he erected mizbechos. The difference between a bama generally is one large stone. A mizbeach is made of many stones. He made altars to the Baalim, to the idol Baal. He made asheros, trees which were used in the worship of idols. And he worshipped all the heavenly bodies, the sun, the star, the moons. He built some of these altars in the very Beis HaMikdash, which God had said should be his forever, his gods, the one gods forever. He built altars to all the heavenly bodies in the two courtyards, the Shtei Chatzros Beis Hashem, Pasuk Hei. The two courtyards refer to the Ezras Kohanim, the courtyard of the priests, the Ezras Yisrael, the courtyard of the rest of the Jewish people. So in the very epicenter of our faith in the Beis HaMikdash, he erected these idolatrous altars. And he went more than that. He engaged in this terrible, terrible idolatrous practice of passing his children through fire, of being guilty of all sorts of witchcraft and sorcery, onein, nichesh, kishay, fiosa, ovi, yedoni. And all of this he did spitefully, to spite God, lahach iso. He made this pesel semel, this form, this sculpture, this idolatrous sculpture, Beveso Elokim, in God's very house, the very house of which God said to David and to Shlomo that this was the house which he, God, had chosen, where he would put his name forever and ever. And had therefore violated the very pact, the very covenant which God had with the Jewish people, that he would protect them and keep them in the land if they obeyed the Torah, the Chukim, the Mishpatim. But Menashe was different. Vayesa Menashe. Menashe misled all the people and had them do the evil which they could observe by watching their neighboring cultures, the neighboring nations, which God had already driven from the land of Israel. So this is the picture of Manasseh. And this picture of Manasseh is consistent with the picture that we saw in Melochim Beis, Perek Chof Aleph. Almost word for word, the Malbim back in Melochim looked carefully for the differences of nuance. But the point is that in this respect, these first nine psukim, ten psukim of our Perek, reflect or portray or project the same type of person, Manasseh, who is projected back in Melochim Beis, Perek Chof Aleph, Kings 2, chapter 21. An evil, evil man. But then the pasuk continues. The pasuk continues with something a little bit different. And that is, as a result of all of this, he was punished. And he was taken captive to Bavel. Very, very interesting piece of information. He was taken captive. Vayove Hashem Aleihem es Sorei Hatzovo Ashel Melech Ashur. God sent not even the army, just the generals of the army of the king of Ashur of Assyria. And they captured Manasseh b'chochim. Chochim, we are told, the Malbim tells us, are the type of chains which are used to chain animals, strong leashes by which an animal is restrained. Vayasru b'nechushtayim, and they bound him in copper chains, and they took him to Bavel. And there, in Bavel, there was a change of heart in Manasseh. And this is something that we read about here in Divrei Hayomim. Uvauchehotzerlo, when he was really in deep trouble. Chilo es penei Hashem Elokov, vayikonam od milifnei Elokei Avosov. He prayed to God, and he humbled himself very much, ma'od, very much, before the God of his fathers. He repented. Yes, batsar lecha, he repented because of his woes, because of his misfortune, because of his pain. But God listens to people who change their minds even because of their suffering. Vayispalel Elov, he prayed to God. Vaye oser lo vayishma techinoso. God listened to his prayers. Vaye oser, we know that term from Yitzchok, Rivka, prayer, they listened to his prayers. He listened to his prayers. He, God, listened to his prayers. Vayeshivehu Yerushalayim l'malchuso. Vayeda Menashe ki Hashem hu Elokim. God brought him back to Yerushalayim, restored him to his kingdom, and Manasseh knew that indeed God is the real God. Vaye oselo. What are we to make of this? The Gemara says in Meseches Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Aleph, Shlosha Melochim V'yarbo Het Yotos Ein Lohem Chelek Lo'olam Habo. There are three kings and four ordinary people who are so wicked that they have no portion in the world to come. Shlosha Melochim, who are the three kings who have no portion in the world to come? Yerovam, Achav, u'Manasseh. So Manasseh is up there, part of the big three. Yerovam, Achav, wicked, wicked, evil men, and Manasseh. Ein lo chelek l'olam habo. However, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says, Menashe yesh lo chelek l'olam habo. Menashe will have a chelek, does have a chelek in the world to come. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, our pasuk, Vayispalel elo vayishma techinoso vayishivehu Yerushalayim l'malchuso. He was restored to his malchus. How can you say argues Rabbi Yehuda, that he has no portion in the world to come if he was restored to his kingdom. Omru lo, Rabbi Yehuda's opponent said to him, yes, he was restored to his kingdom. Doesn't mean he was restored to the world to come. Le malchuso heishivo, velo lechaye ha'olam habo heishivo. But he was not returned to the life of the world to come. So we have this argument. This is a Gemara in Meseches Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik. But Daf Kuf Gimel Omet Aleph, Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rav Shimon ben Yochai, when it says Vayishma Elo Vayeoser Lo, that God listened to him, don't read Vayeoser Lo, but Vayechoser Chof Samach Resh. Malamed Shoselo Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kamin Machteres Borakia. God made for Menashe a tunnel of some sort, a tunnel, a secret passageway by which Menashe could sneak back to heaven. Kedei lekablo b'tshuva b'pnei midas hadin. The midas hadin said, this fellow was so thoroughly evil, you're not going to bring him back to Chayei Olam Haba, God, just because he repented when he was really suffering so. No. God made a machteres, a secret hidden passageway by which Menashe could bypass his angelic prosecutors and go straight to God and do tshuva and have Olam Haba. So we have this machlokes about Menashe, and it's reflected in the fact that in Sefer Melochim there was no mention of this transformation of King Menashe. And here in Sefer Divrei HaYomim, he's a transformed person. And he does something very important as part of his transformation. He builds up the city of Yerushalayim. Bonocho mochitzono lir David. He built up walls and towers, etc. And he removed the alien gods and the sculpture in the Beis HaMikdosh. Vayashle chutzoloir, and tossed them all out of the city. He rebuilt or he reestablished the altar of God, and he brought zivchei shlomim v'soda. He brought proper, appropriate sacrifices upon the altar, and he taught the people vayomer leYehuda pasuk tezayin laavod es Hashem Elokei Yisrael. He taught the people worship God, but it was too late. The people would not listen to him. Od ha'om zovchim babamos, they continue to bring sacrifices upon the idolatrous altars. Rak l'Hashem Eloheihem. They should have been bringing sacrifices to the altar in the Beis Hashem and the Beis HaMikdash. But they were so accustomed to altars, these idolatrous altars, all over the place, all over the country, that they brought korbanos to God on those altars, which was improper. But that's what happens. They were confused by Menashe's mixed messages. The pasuk continues and says, V'yeser divrei Menashe usefiloso el elokov. The rest of Menashe's activities and the nature of his prayer to God. V'divrei hachozim ha-medabrim elov b'shem Hashem lokei Yisrael. The words of those prophets who spoke and tried to give reproof and musar to Menashe, these are written in the Divrei Malchei Yisroel, in the history books. Usefiloso, vehei oserlo, v'chol chatoso, etc., etc. These are all written al Divrei Chozoi. So here the Malbim explains. The prayer, the history of Menashe, the prayers that he did in prison, these are all written in the history books. And they are to be found, says the Malbim, b'sifrei apokryphon, in the apocryphal works, in the apocrypha, you can find the history of Menashe and his prayer when he was suffering so. That's not biblically sacred. That's history. That's history books, secular works. But the prayer, that is written, b'divrei chozoi, that is written in the works of my prophets. Those are holy words. And the Malbim suggests that the prayer that Menashe offered which is mentioned here in Pasuk Yutes, that special prayer, which is written Al Divrei Chozoi, which is written at the hands of the prophets, which is part of scriptures and not part of the Apocrypha, that is, of all things, Tehillim Samachvav. Tehillim, Capital 66, Psalm 66, Lamatseach Shir Mizmor, Horiu Lelokim Kol Haoret, Samru Kavot Shemo, Simu Chavot Ilaso. That beautiful, beautiful psalm was written by Menashe. I have in front of me the Malbim's commentary on Tehillim Samach Vov. And Malbim writes, Lo Nizkar Shem Mechabro. It doesn't say Lamatseach Shir Mizmor LeDovid. It doesn't give us the name of the author. Ulada'ati, it's my opinion, writes the Malbim. Mechabro hu Menashe ben Chizkia. That the author was King Menashe, the son of Chizkia, of whom it was said that he was brought to Bovel, and he prayed to God, and he was much humbled before God. And God listened to his prayers and restored him to his kingdom. And he built the Mizbechos and told the people to worship God. And his prayers are written Al Divrei Chozoi, says the Malbim there in Tehillim, for hu hashir hanimso po. And this is the prayer which is written here in Samach Vav. And I commend to you to consult the Malbim's commentary on Tehillim 66 and see how masterfully he reads into those words of Tehillim the life experiences of Menashe ben Chizkia. The pasuk continues to say that Menashe died vayikberuhu beiso, and he was buried beiso. He was buried in his house. He was buried in his garden, in his courtyard somewhere. And of course, Chazal say that he was not buried bekivrei avosov. He was not buried quite in the place where other kings were buried. He was buried beveso. The pasuk then shifts gears to a new king, the son of Menashe, Amon. Amon reigned in Menashe's place. He was 22 when he became king, and he ruled for a very brief time, just for 2 years. But, like the old Menashe, Vayas hora be'enei Hashem ka'asher osa Menashe oviv, he did evil just as his father Menashe did. And all of the graven images that Menashe made, Menashe, his father, Amon's father, made, Amon sacrificed to them and worshipped them. And he didn't humble himself before God as Menashe ultimately did humble himself. Ki hu Amon hirbo ashmo. This Amon, hu Amon, he was consistent. He was a lifelong, thorough sinner. Who, in the words of the Mitzudas David, ki hu amon rotzolomar hu hoyo behaviyoso metchilo atzof loshov midrochov. Hu amon hirbo ashmo. He was the same person from beginning to end, always wicked. Interestingly, the pasuk concludes with a courtyard, a court drama, royal court drama. Vayikshiru olav avodov. His servants rebelled against him. Vayamisuhu beveso, and they killed him in his house. This would make a beautiful story, this pasuk. It's only 5 words. They rebelled against him. They killed him. Who were they? The Am Ha'oretz, Kol HaKoshrim, I'm sorry, who were they? They were the servants of Amon. And they killed him. And they killed him in his bias. This is the setting of a great opera. They killed the king. But the people were angry at these avodim, at these servants of Amon, because Amon was a popular king. Vayakuam ha'oretz es kol ha'koshrim al hamelech Amon. The people, the masses, revolted against these rebels
They were faithful to the king, but the king was dead. So they rebelled and they struck the Koshrim, the rebellious ones. And they, the people, the Am Ha'aretz, put upon themselves a new king. A new king with a new story. The king of was Yoshiyahu v'no Tachtov. Yoshiyahu, Josiah, Yoshiyah. That king, of whom we will read in tomorrow's Perek 34, was anointed to the kingdom by the Am Ha'aretz, by the masses, giving him tremendous power because he had the populace in support of him. He was a young man, quite young, 8 years old, as we will see. But that's for tomorrow. For this, we end this dramatic chapter 33 of Divrei Hayomim Base.